This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago is suing the handgun manufacturer Glock, claiming the company is putting residents at risk by selling pistols that can easily be converted to machine guns. The semi-automatic handguns are made fully automatic by cheap, small devices known as switches. A 2022 investigation by WBEZ and the Sun-Times found these thimble-sized switches are increasingly being found on Chicago streets and making shootings more dangerous. The lawsuit alleges Glock knows it could fix the problem, but refuses. Voters in Illinois are casting ballots in today's state primary election. Voters are weighing in on Democratic and Republican nominees for president, a candidate to replace retiring Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is pushing a referendum to increase the real estate transfer tax to fund programs for homeless people. Now, one surprising polling place could have higher turnout than the rest of Chicago today, the Cook County Jail. People detained in jail are generally awaiting trial, so they retain their right to vote. Marquise Davis is one of more than 1,000 people incarcerated at the jail who voted early in this election. The 24-year-old says it was his first time voting.
People feel like it's not going to make a difference, but it really does make a difference if you just get up and go vote. You never know, that one person might change our life. So it's all about just taking like accountabilities and just doing different things and making a different new lifestyle for yourself.
During the last primary, people behind bars at the Cook County Jail had a higher voter turnout rate than the city as a whole. The dance musical Illinois is heading to Broadway after staging a world premiere in Chicago earlier this year. Playbill reporting the Sufjan Stevens musical will transfer to Broadway's St. James Theater starting April 24th. The musical will open in time for Tony consideration. It's set to run through early August. Chicago Shakespeare Theater co-commissioned that musical. Grammy winner SZA, Tyler, the Creator, The Killers, and Blink-182 are headlining this summer's Lollapalooza in Chicago's Grant Park. The fest will run the first weekend of August. It's part of a busy string of events downtown this summer. It happens a few weekends after the NASCAR Chicago Street Race and a couple of weeks before the city will host the Democratic National Convention. And this week marks the 75th anniversary of the first California Zephyr Run. My colleague Adora Namigade reports three railroads collaborated to launch the Chicago to San Francisco Bay Route in 1949, and Amtrak has been running it solo for about 40 years. Spokesperson Mark Maglieri says riders call it one of the most beautiful train trips in the U.S., and it's practical.
Large parts of the country that did have air service don't. The intercity bus network is basically gone in so many parts of the country. So for a lot of these stops, all these places where we stop, we're about the only way to get in and out of town without using your thumb or a car.
Maglieri says Congress has told Amtrak in no uncertain terms that overnight trains will continue to be funded. And now this is not just Election Day, it's also Chicagohenge. Sunset is scheduled to take place at 7:02 tonight, and when everything goes as planned, the sunset will cast the city's east-west streets in glowing light. Weather, sunny and windy today, a high in the mid-50s, and then clear and breezy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunshine on Wednesday, chilly with a high near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.